Peace of mind. The idea of peace of mind is often used to promote products on the market, especially those concerning financial matters. We see the happy, smiling, seemingly contented faces in the photographs and we pay attention. We are easily reassured, and many fall into traps and lose their way and their finances. How can we know true peace of mind? There is no peace of mind without peace with God, our Maker and Redeemer. We try all sorts of remedies and listen to all sorts of messages except the right one, the message of how we get right with God. This message is found in the pages of the Holy Scripture and we can easily read it there, but we do not because it is unpalatable to us and does not suit our carnal human mindset. You can hear it spoken in some churches, but not all. The message is free and fills us with hope for the future and peace of mind and heart at all times. We can have our guilty conscience fixed and our heart made right with God because of the sacrifice that Jesus our Saviour made for us at Calvary. He has paid the price for sin, and free forgiveness is offered to all who will repent and believe. This is the way to life and health and peace with our holy and loving God. It is a supernatural work of pure grace to all who will humble themselves and give their life to God as a living sacrifice. God will freely forgive us and set us free from the doubts and fears that ravage our psyche and make us unhappy. There is true joy to be found in the love of the Saviour Jesus if we would but come to him. Why do we stay away? What tawdry sins do we continue to hold on to that stop us from finding peace and joy that never fades and cannot be lost? We are foolish in many of our decisions, and our enemy will keep us from believing and finding our eternal rest in the arms of our Saviour. Why do we persist in unbelief and lose our eternal soul to punishment forever? It does not need to be like that, but this amazing grace in salvation is offered to us today. Beloved, find your peace with God and enter into his rest forever. I pray you find true peace of mind and heart in the Saviour's love.